This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm John Idstey. Britain tomorrow marks the second anniversary of the July 7th terrorist attacks in London. This comes as police are trying to determine if last week's failed car bomb attempts in London and Glasgow were the work of a small group of people in Britain or part of an international plan. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Investigators in Britain are still searching homes and offices of the 8 suspects arrested in the case. All were foreigners working for Britain's state health system. At least 5 of those implicated in the botched attack appear to have some link to a hospital near Glasgow. One of the suspects was arrested in Australia. Police investigating the case there say they raided 2 hospitals in Western Australia and seized computers and files. Mick Kelty, the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, says investigators are trying to gather information about a possible terror network.
At this stage, nobody has been charged, but it is a very complex and very important investigation in support of the investigation in the UK.
The Australian operation focused on a Perth man who had contact with Mohammed Hanif, a doctor of Indian origin who was arrested as he tried to board a plane to leave Australia. Police questioned 4 other men in connection with the case. Jackie Northam, NPR News, London.